This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
720 WGN. It's Steve Cochran Show. He's out today. Scheduled out. I don't want to make it seem like Steve is not coming in because of the cold.
Yeah, no, he's tough enough. He already had the day off.
Justin Kaufman here. We continue our conversations with mayoral candidates. Our next guest wants to be the next mayor of Chicago. He's a former commerce secretary under Bill Clinton, chief of staff to Barack Obama, president, and of course has a pretty famous last name. Bill Daly is my guest. He's in studio. Mr. Daly, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's get right to it. I've always known you in Chicago politics to be someone who didn't necessarily want to be mayor, that you were in the private sector. Your right. brother was the mayor for a long time, your father, of course. Why do you want to take over this job?
You know, I did take a different career path than my dad or my brother. They were career politicians. I spent most of my career in business, and I enjoyed that, quite frankly, in lots of different areas. But I've always been around government and politics, and I did have the honor of serving two presidents. Look, we're at a stage in the city's history where I think we've got a lot of issues. We have a great city. I believe there are tremendous positive things. But I think at this stage in my life, I think I could give something back. I'm not doing this for another job or for another office to run for governor or president or something. I want to do this because I think I've got some talents that hopefully can be brought to addressing some of the issues.
In the last 8 years or so, since the last time we had a Daly for mayor, there have been a lot of times where people have said, well, you know, we're in the situation we're at financially because of the Dalys.
Yeah.
Do you see it as a positive or are you running a sort of a different kind of campaign against the Dalys of the past?
Well, I'm not running against the Dalys of the past because that would make for a difficult Thanksgiving dinner. I have great respect and love for my brother, and I think he did a great job. Did he do everything right? No. Did he solve all the problems? No. Has any mayor? No. So I understand that there are some people who believe enough of this. I think all I can ask the people of Chicago is to look at my record, look at what I've done, look at what I'm proposing, and make a judgment as I compare to the other candidates. I think that's the fair thing, and I think most Chicagoans are pretty fair about it. But I get the sort of sense that may be enough. But I've laid out a whole series of things that I think are a little different, not just from my brother, but we are, you know, the last time he ran was 12 years ago. My dad's been dead for 40 years, so it's like another era. And this campaign's about the next 4 years, not the last 40 or four. Mayor Emanuel did some great things. He didn't accomplish all he wanted, and I think there's a lot of stuff left to be done for the next mayor. So I want to be part of that, and looking backwards is not generally done except when you're driving.
Well, I want to get into the sure. issues and your stance on some of the things that are staring Chicago in the face. But when you talk about your brother and your father, and it's amazing to hear 40 years ago, and when you think about them as politicians who really are legends in Chicago, Do you look for advice from your brother? Do you think about the things that the relationship you had with your father when you're thinking about taking on this job?
Yeah, obviously. Again, my dad was a long time ago. It was a whole different era. The system was very different. There's some personal attributes I learned from him, but how to govern in this new world is pretty different. And so, therefore, his lessons aren't really relevant today. Rich's are a little more so. But even there, to be frank with you, the city's very different than even 8 years ago when he left. And the crisis in some areas, like the long-term economics, is even worse. Now, we had a terrible economic crisis 10 years ago that had an impact on all of our finances. Mm-hmm. No one caused that, everybody caused that, however you want to deal with it. But I talked to him. He's somebody who, as you may remember, was not one who spoke a lot, but his insight is pretty good. But he's letting me do my thing, and as anyone knows from a big family, brothers aren't always exactly alike, and there's a competition between the oldest and youngest always. We get along great, but he's given me a lot of leeway to go do my own thing, with occasionally trying to be helpful and advice, but I'm trying to do this in a way that's about Bill Daly, not anything else. And that's hard to do, quite frankly, with the history.
You said that things that your dad and brother did don't apply necessarily now. However, Chicago politics has been run a certain way for a long time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things that keep coming up is the prerogative.
Yeah.
Right. And is there, what is your, the thing you're going to do that's going to change that up?
You know, I laid out a series of reforms early on when I first announced, but the major issue that I put forward is the system we have of governing with 50 aldermen was really created at the beginning of the last century. And when the aldermen were the mini mayors, all city services, everything flowed through the aldermen. City Hall was basically meaningless. And it was supported by a whole political structure that's all gone. So the idea with the new world we're in, where you have the grid system, the alderman doesn't run everything. He still has this prerogative. So I've suggested we go from that sort of legislative body or city council to 15 members, make them more of legislators representing their districts, their wards. But there's no other city in the top largest cities in America except New York, which is 9 million people. We're under 3 million, that has 50 aldermen. Everybody else is 15 or less. L.A. is 17, and they have 4 million people. So let's take a step back, maybe restructure our government, make it more effective and efficient for today's 21st century, not for the 20th century, do away with the prerogative. The alderman's important, not just as a legislator, but as representing a ward. But they shouldn't be the mini mayors in this city like they were and have been. But again, that was created at the beginning of the last century. And one of the things I talk about a lot is only government structures are the same as they were over the last 80, 90, 100 years. Most industries, your industry, most companies are changed. Mm-hmm. But government doesn't fundamentally change because there's no force to change them. I think right now, the anger of people to want a change in their city and their state and country are forcing us to look at some of these issues.
Bill Daley's in studio with us now. He's running for Chicago mayor. We'll do this. We'll take a break and see what's coming up in the 8 o'clock or the 9 o'clock news, and we'll come back. We'll talk about some of the issues facing Chicago.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Bill Daley in studio with us now. We are continuing our conversations with mayoral candidates. And I want to continue. I want to get to the issues. One of the things that seems to be popping up is just about who's political insiders. We have all. It seems like the front runners are all pointing fingers up, whether about relationships with Alderman Ed Burke and what happened with Danny Solis and the continuing federal investigation. But there have been people in this campaign that pointed to you and said, you are a political insider. You're part of the problem, not the solution. How do you respond to that?
Look, there's no doubt that if you've lived in this city for years and you've been either in business or around politics, you know a lot of people. And I know a lot of people. Have I been there the reason they're in politics or supporting them or continuing to support them over the years? No, I know them. Okay. And, So I think the real question isn't that, it's how deeply involved have your businesses been with some of these people, and intimately your political careers, how involved they were, how your success, some candidates. But I you know, as I said, most of my career, I supported my brother. I ran his campaigns, political campaigns. Quite frankly, after the first two or so, they were rather,
kind of set it and forget it.
Yeah, set it and forget it. And so I pulled away, went to Commerce, spent time in Washington, New York, Texas with SBC, always stayed as a resident of Chicago. I'm proud of what I've done in my life, everyone's got to be judged on what they've done and their relationships. But if you've been around this town, you know people.
Right.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about some of the issues. There is no doubt your record in economic development is well known. You've been Commerce Secretary, even Chief of Staff, even your work in banking. Downtown is booming. We've had a great couple of years here in Chicago. You can run on the fact that you can continue that, obviously, for your relationships and connections in business. What are you going to do for the neighborhoods?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest challenge right now. How do you make people in other parts of this city feel included in this success? There are things we could do. We can begin to focus with economic opportunity zones, new market tax credits, use them more aggressively. Some of the TIF money that's in excess from some of these great projects downtown, to use that in neighborhoods. So I think there's ways we can do that. But the biggest challenge is, how do we make sure that people throughout the city have an opportunity to go at the jobs wherever they are? And we do need to change some of the face of certain neighbors, and the city can do that with some investment. But the real investment that has to be brought out to neighborhoods is the private sector investment. That's a bigger challenge. We have to address the crime. We have to address economic development in these neighborhoods for business. I've laid out a pretty aggressive program to try to rebuild Chicago as an advanced manufacturing center for the U.S. and look at the new manufacturing that's coming up. One of the reasons I proposed combining CPS and junior colleges is so kids would be trained and prepared for these new jobs when they finish with an associate degree after 14 years in the system. Not everyone needs to or wants to go to a four-year college or beyond. Those who do, they should be prepared to do that. But most young men and women want to know that they have an opportunity for a career after their education. And if we are able to do this over 14 years with an associate degree, most jobs out there, they can handle that and have a good life and a good career for they and their families.
I want to get into obviously we have a fiscal cliff coming up, and we're going to need revenue. And a lot of the candidates are talking about, whether it be legalizing marijuana. We talked about casinos. Are those things that that Daley administration would be interested in?
Yeah, I've laid out, to be honest with you, I've said everything ought to be on the table around new revenue sources, along with some fundamental changes in our system. And you can't get to those changes negotiated unless you change the Constitution and level the playing field for legitimate negotiation, not to screw the retirees. Mm-hmm. Okay, on the one side, some people imply, oh, we'll just screw the retirees. On the other hand, some people are saying just do revenue, whether it's casinos, marijuana, real estate transfer tax, commuter tax. I've laid all those out. But none of those alone will solve the long-term economic problem. We have 50,000 retirees in the city of the city of Chicago and 35,000 present employees. That's 85,000 people, less than around 3% of the population, and that's a $26 billion anchor around our neck. Mm. So we can't run from it. Every mayor, every council, every legislator, every governor has kicked the can, and we cannot continue to do that for much longer without serious impact.
If I can ask about the police, yeah. Let's talk, because we're running out of time here, and I want to get to the consent decree, of course, is being negotiated and continues from the federal government and the Department of Justice. But how would you, as mayor, deal with what we all see as a fractured relationship between the Chicago police and some minority communities in Chicago?
Look, at the damage by the Laquan McDonald video and the murder, obviously, is unbelievably strong in many communities of Chicago and our reputation worldwide. That trial is behind us. The consent decree, I think if we embrace it and make it work, it'll make for a better police department. And I think much of it is just follow the manual that they didn't follow because they didn't have proper training. I've suggested that we move up the training requirements for policemen and women, 40 hours a year. They must be better trained to handle some of these situations. That will make for a better police force, better relationships with the community. We have to bring CAPS back, community policing. We went from a budget in the early 2000s of around $15 million. Now it's down to $2 million, I think. And we've got to re-engage that with modern technology and convince, because I do believe the vast majority of men and women in the police department go out every day to do the right thing. And help their communities. So, but it's a challenge, no question about it, because the communities of color especially have a real cynicism about the legitimacy of many of the actions of the police department. And I think the men and women understand that they want to do better. And we've got to find ways like more bike patrols, more foot patrols, engagement with the communities, all of those things, hopefully under the consent decree.
Okay, so our final question really is just a lot of the candidates during this race are running an anti-Rahm Emanuel campaign. They're an alternative. Where do you stand with that? Are you a candidate that continues with the mayor in this administration?
I think, look, at every mayor, every governor, every president, certain good things happen. And you try to build on those. And there's been progress in the school system. There's been progress in other things. I'm not going to waste my time looking backwards to beat up Rahm Emanuel, Rich Daley, Harold Washington, you know, pick your poison, all going all the way back. I think this is about the next 4 years. And so I think we should not make it personalities. The rhetoric is somewhat damaging to the city at times. So I'm looking forward. And every mayor does good things, bad things, and doesn't do certain things. You know, that's not my lot in life to worry about that.
Bill Daley wants to be the next mayor of Chicago. What's the website that
DaleyForMayor.com.
DaleyForMayor.com. Mr. Daley, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you
appreciate
very much for having me. Have a great day. Stay warm.